Good morning. I'm here today to request your consideration on a resolution for the boundary of the proposed Tarrant Creek Sanitary Sewer District. This slide is to give you an overall timeline of the Herring Creek area from when it became a development district to the planning area, and the next several slides will cover these events. Herring Creek was established as in the development district by Sussex County Council in 2003. It was then established as a planning area in 2005 by the Engineering Department as part of our North Coastal Planning Study. Then, as part of the county's comprehensive plan, land use plan, the area was designated as a primary service area in 2007. And on April 5th of 2012, the county engineer and I appeared at a well-attended men's breakfast with Winding Creek Village and residents and members of the Board of Governors to discuss the process of establishing a sanitary sewer district. On May the 5th of 2012, the Engineering Department received a letter from the Board of Governors requesting that the county initiate the process and submit the question of establishing a sanitary sewer district and a water district for Winding Creek Village as either a standalone system or as part of the larger proposed Herring Creek District. The Board of Governors followed this up with a newsletter to their residents. Based on the receipt of the Board of Governors letters, the Engineering Department sent out an informal polling letter. This was sent out to Pinewater Farms, Herring Creek Estates, Brandywood, and Pinewater Woods on August 3rd of 2012. And this was basically to gauge the interest of this upper peninsula that was included as part of the Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District as well. The Engineering Department then appeared before Council on January 7th for permission to prepare and circulate petitions. These petitions are to submit the question of organizing a sanitary sewer district to a referendum vote. The area you see highlighted there on the sample petition. And as you can see here, after the receipt of more than 50 petitions, and according to Delaware Code 6503, establishment of a sanitary sewer or water district upon petition of voters, the Engineering Department appeared before Council on October 13th, 2015, for permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing on the boundary based on the petitions that were received. The parcels marked in blue on this map are those in the Engineering Department received petitions from. Those marked in red were returned with a specific no on them, which normally is not the case. It's normally if they're not in favor, they just do not return the petition. Or some of those that are in support won't bother sending it back either. The public hearing on the boundary was held on February 13th, 2016, and the deadline for written comments was established as February 26, 2016 at 4:30. Due to numerous questions from residents, the initial referendum was postponed, and a second meeting was scheduled for May the 7th. All property owners were notified of the decision to postpone and of the new meeting date by mail. One of the recurring concerns appeared to be the parcels cross-hatched on the map above and identified as lands of Sussex County or Sussex Realty Company and Baywood LLC. The CPCN was issued to Inland Bays Preservation Company by the State Public Service Commission, operated under DENREC permits. The CPCN for parcels 234, 17, 170, 173, and 174 was approved on 11/23/04, well prior to us establishing our boundary. And parcel 234-24-1 was on the original application, somehow misplaced by the Public Service Commission. It was reapplied for and approved on 08/27/13. Issuance of a CPCN prevents the county from providing sewer service unless the person who holds that CPCN is willing to relinquish that permit. The county had previous conversations with the landowner and came to the understanding of including the parcels but not providing capacity or requiring them to connect to our system. And due to the concerns raised by the residents, the county codified the above with an MOU approved by County Council on May 3rd, 2016. And based on the MOU, portions of the parcels, about 100 front feet, you'll see that yellow strip coming down the front of the parcels, was included to maintain a contiguous path for the sewer district, as required by Delaware Code 6501. At this time, the engineering department's recommendation is to proceed with the boundaries outlined on May 7th, depicting the reduced property from tonal properties along the edge. If a resolution on the boundaries adopted today, the engineering department would proceed with the proposed schedule. You'll see there's absentee ballots will be made available. Then there's a deadline for absentee ballots of July 7th at 4:30 p.m. They're scheduled for a referendum vote on July 9th from 8 to 3. And depending on the outcome of the referendum, we would move to a design phase in August, possible advertising and bidding in the spring of 2017, begin construction summer of 2017, and hopefully a project startup by fall of 2019. As mentioned, there would be absentee ballots available. These are for people that are unable to attend a referendum. It's a complicated multi-step process. Then they need to mail requests to us or call for a request. We will send out the first form. Once it's verified, then we send out the ballot, or they can come to our office and do it. The ballots or the confirmation does have to be notarized. Ballots are due back to us by 4:30 on July the 7th with no exceptions, and we have contact information. This is the map as presented on May the 7th. You'll see the crosshatched area with the, we'll call it a land bridge down Banks Road to make the Winding Creek Village area contiguous to the remainder of the district. The areas above the crosshatched would possibly be annexed at a future time, but due to sparse population and interest, we did not include them in this part of the project. Any questions?
No, sir. You have a motion or something, I guess?
I have a resolution.
Okay.
Mr. Moore can read the short title, or I can, whichever you prefer.
This is a resolution of the final boundary for the proposed Herring Creek expansion of Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
Yes.
Mrs. Deaver, motion?
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. You have a second?
Second.
You already did.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion?
I do.
Mr. Arlett?
Earlier, there was a comment that was made of concern for... can you just reconfirm the process as it relates to the homeowners if the council agrees to allow for the voting to occur within the community? I know there was a concern to exclude this. If the community as a whole is votes and they as a community decide that they do not want to be a part of it, are they separated out from the bigger picture, or are all of their votes calculating being a part of the bigger district?
All their votes would be calculated as part of the bigger district. We can't define who's voting yes and no out of the Winding Creek. It's done by machine. They come in, prove they're a resident of our boundary. They vote yes or no.
Okay. And has there ever been a history to isolate or separate that? Or I mean, this is the proposed 25th district. So what's the history there regarding that?
We've never split them out. As far as allowing one community to vote different at our referendum, the only way we would do it is if we held two different referendums, one for the sort of the Upper Peninsula and Banks Road, and then one for Winding Creek Village. We don't feel that's a smart way to go at this point in time with the estimates we have and how we've designed it. There's no real cost advantage that we can see by doing it that way.
Okay.
In the areas, just do you have a pointer there where you can show something with the areas that are already the areas that are currently in county sewer districts or in sewer district around it, like on the north side of the.
Here she comes.
I'm just wondering if you had some kind of thing you could just.
Everything sort of above the creek,
everything
this way,
right, good, okay.
That is Angola.
Mm-hmm.
This area is Long Neck.
Have that all the way on the top, the first red line. Does it go all the way out to the point? How far down Herring Creek is it?
That's Camp Barnes, isn't it?
All the way here, down in there.
And we have proposals to do some...
Camp Arrowhead, I mean.
Okay. We have proposals to do what?
To annex that into the Angola district.
Okay, the point?
The, not the entire, just a section.
The section, okay, okay, gotcha.
Okay, so that's all currently sewered, okay?
Currently sewered, yes.
And south of it, show a better red line if you can, just a little bit more.
Off of memory, exact cut, I do not know. It goes something like this, and out to the highway, and I believe.
Out there, okay.
Going by memory.
More questions to council?
Well, I'm sorry. I like what we're doing here to get a picture in my mind. All right, as far as just north of that bottom red line along the road, is any of that served by county sewer?
This area right here?
Mm-hmm.
It is not. It could be in the future. It's just no interest at this point in time. We haven't seen anything.
Right, okay, so we don't have a lot of requests, okay.
No, and then across, this is Baywood, so.
Right, and that community on the road there, is that the central sewer?
Where are we at along the road?
On the road, well, just to the left of that.
That?
Yes.
Not sure off the top of my head.
Not sure what?
Not sure off the top of my head.
Sorry to put you on the spot there.
I believe it is.
Should have given you a call.
Yeah, that should be Pine Water, or no, that should be, yes. It's on sewer.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
More questions of council? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Coleman?
Yeah, I'll vote yes. I've watched the sewer districts grow around the inland bays, and I think it's a very positive thing, and I've been supportive from day one, and it's obvious, you can see there's concentrated development in these areas that are in yellow right now versus areas that are still open fields, and I think it's the right direction to go.
Yes. Mr. Arnett?
Well, today we are not voting whether we are in favor of it or not, correct?
We're voting to authorize them to ballot.
You're basically giving us a boundary to take to referendum. They're going to vote.
Correct. That was my point.
They still have the opportunity to vote, yes.
Democracy.
Yes. So I you know, who am I to prevent somebody from voting what they would like to have in their own home? So to me, it's very symbolic of what people should do, and they should choose for their own destiny. So I would be in favor of the people to have a voice. So yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Patty Diptula?